Avilus and Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Gimel presents two differences, two distinctions in din, in halacha, in law, between Tisha B'Av and Avilus, and it also presents two conceptual distinctions between Tisha B'Av and Avilus. What are the two differences in law? The Gemara tells us that in the weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, a person is supposed to be mema'it b'masa u'matan. They're supposed to decrease their business activities, as opposed to during Shloshim. A person's in Avelos after Shiva until Shloshim. There is no obligation to decrease their business activities. So that's distinction number one. Distinction number two, that during the 30 days of Shloshim in Avelos, Rabbi Yossi holds that a person is not supposed to get married, not with Nisuin and not with Erusin. No types of marriage whatsoever. As opposed to, in the weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, the Gemara tells us, even though the Minog is not this way, the Gemara tells us that it's totally permissible to get married with Erusin during those weeks. Because Erusin is a mitzvah. Erusin, whenever there's no suda accompanying it, it's not such a big simcha. So here's the second distinction, that in the leading up to Tisha B'Av, there is no prohibition against Erusin, whereas during Shloshim there is a prohibition against Erusin. Those are the two legal distinctions between Tisha B'Av and Shloshim. You'll notice that they go in opposite directions with regards to Maaseh U'Matan, to business activities. So Tisha B'Av is more Chamor. With regards to Erusin, so Shloshim is more Chamor. What are the two distinctions conceptually? Number one, the Gemara tells us that Tisha B'Av is Avelos Yishana. It's old. It happened a long time ago. As opposed to Shloshim, a person mourns for a relative who passed away. That's Avelos Chadasha. It's new. It's recent. Number two, the second conceptual distinction, is that Tisha B'Av is Avelos Derabim. It's a collective Avelos. It's an Avelos which affects all of Klal Yisrael at once. As opposed to Shloshim, the loss of a relative only affects the immediate family, it does not affect all of Klal Yisrael. There is a machlokas, a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos, about how to connect these conceptual distinctions to the legal, practical distinctions that we mentioned earlier. According to Rashi, the two conceptual distinctions are both trying to explain why Tisha B'Av is more kal, more lenient than Shloshim. It's more lenient because it happened a long time ago, and it's more lenient because the mourning is diffused amongst the entire tzibur, amongst the entire collective body of Klal Yisrael. And that explains why in the weeks preceding Tisha B'Av, me'ikar hadin, it's permitted to get married with Erusin, as opposed to during Shloshim, it's forbidden. Because Shloshim is chamur, it's very stringent, because it's Avelos Chadasha, it's recent, only applies to individuals, you can't just diffuse the mourning amongst everybody. So that explains for Erusin. Rashi claims that the Gemara is not offering a rationale for the distinction vis-a-vis business activities. Why should it be that Tisha B'Av, the weeks preceding Tisha B'Av, are more stringent with regard to business activities? After all, Tisha B'Av is Avelos Yishana. It's old, and it's Avelos Derabim. It's diffuse. So why should we be more machmir by Tisha B'Av when it comes to business activities? So that's the kasha which Tosfos asks on Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, number one, and there is no parallel between the two practical distinctions and the two conceptual distinctions. And number two, above and beyond that, when it comes to Maaseh U'Matan, to business activities, Rashi has no explanation for why we are more machmir on Tisha B'Av than during Shloshim. Tosfos, I believe, has different explanation. Tosfos argues that the two conceptual distinctions parallel the two practical distinctions. Indeed, Rashi is correct that an avelos chadasha, a recent tragedy, demands more stringent measures than an ancient tragedy. And that explains perfectly well why erusin is forbidden during shloshim, but permitted in the weeks preceding Tisha B'Av. Because shloshim is a recent tragedy, Tisha B'Av is an ancient tragedy. So we're more stringent when it comes to shloshim. However, says Tosfos, it's more than simply lenient and stringent. There are certain activities which are, by their very nature, individual activities. Those activities are more likely to be forbidden during an individual avelos. On the other hand, there are other activities which are, by their very nature, collective activities. Those activities, say Tosfos, are more likely to be forbidden during a collective avelos. Hence, says Tosfos, we can understand the seeming discrepancy when it comes to erusin, which is primarily an individual activity. We're going to be more stringent in the area of individual avelos, of shloshim. When it comes to masa umatan, to business transactions, which is by nature a collective activity, we're going to be more stringent when it comes to collective avelos, when it comes to Tisha B'Av. So Tosfos tells us that the second distinction of the Gemara, the distinction between avelos shel rabim and avelos shel yachid, can have consequences in two directions. It can lead to stringencies for shloshim, and it can also lead to stringencies for Tisha B'Av. And that's why, when it comes to business activities, we're more machmir on Tisha B'Av, because business activities are by nature collective activities. Therefore, they are more likely to be forbidden during a collective avelos. It remains incumbent upon us, however, to define what is it that characterizes a particular activity as an individual activity, and what characterizes an activity as a collective activity. Tosfos actually has two different opinions about this, with a practical nafkamina. The first opinion in Tosfos is that an individual activity is something which takes place, doesn't take the whole day. It takes an hour, at most 2 hours, a little amount of time, a small slice of the day. That's an individual activity. Because when people go around performing such activities, they are not detracting in a significant way from the mournful character of the day. Because most of the day, for most people, is spent in mourning. Good, there was an engagement. But what does that take? You know, he says, will you marry me? And she says, yes, and then the engagement is over. No parties. Parties are asur because they're a simcha. The engagement itself, though, is permitted. So that's not considered a public, collective activity. It's very, very individual. It does not detract, does not give the appearance that the collective body of Klal Yisrael is not focusing properly on their mourning. In contrast, business activities take place the whole day, and everyone does them. So if the collective went about its business as usual, then it would truly be a bizayo, and it would be a disgrace to Yerushalayim, which is the object of our mourning, because it would appear that people are not dedicating themselves seriously to mourning. So essentially, business activities are forbidden because, number one, they're performed by everybody. Number two, they take the whole day. That's why they are forbidden on Tisha B'Av, because something which is performed by everybody during the entire day is a truly a collective activity and is therefore forbidden during a collective avelos. In contrast, erusin just the simple act of engagement, the first step of Kiddushin, whatever, roughly parallel to engagement nowadays. So Erusin is the opposite in both of those respects. It's only something which is performed by a few individuals on any given day. It's only a minority of the Jewish nation which is involved in Erusin. And also, it's not something which takes the entire day, but rather it takes a few moments only. The in-between case is what Tosva says is kibos or yipoy. A person's going to haircuts, do their laundry. So on the one hand, laundry and haircuts are activities which probably are performed by a majority of the Jewish nation on any given day. However, they don't take the whole day, we hope. Haircuts, certainly, laundry, okay, if you have a lot of laundry, you can take a whole day. Back then, in the times of the Gemara, they didn't have so much laundry. The process of laundering took a lot longer. But I think they had fewer clothing. Anyhow, one way or another, Tosva says, laundering does not take the whole day. It only takes a few moments. So if we look at collective versus individual activities through the prism of does everyone do it or do only a few people do it, so then laundry and haircuts would be defined as collective activities and forbidden in the time, in the weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, which is the case, at least during the 9 days. Haircuts were no hig even during the 3 weeks. However, if we view the threshold between collective and individual activities as relating to does it take place for the whole day or only for part of the day, then laundry and haircuts would be permitted. And Tosu seems to go back and forth a little bit about how to define collective versus individual activities. So again, just a quick summary. For Rashi, Avelos Yeshana versus Avelos Chadasha. Chadasha, a recent tragedy, is more of a reason to be stringent than an ancient tragedy. Tosfos agrees with that. However, for Rashi, the fact that it's a collective period of mourning is also a reason to be unqualifiedly lenient. Only an individual mourning, where there is no diffusion of the mourning, is stringent. However, for Tosfos, the fact that it's Avelos Derabim, that it's a collective period of mourning, has some lenient consequences. Namely, we'll be lenient when it comes to individual activities, but has some stringent consequences, because we'll be stringent when it comes to collective activities. When it comes to the definition of the threshold between individual and collective activities, Tosfos says it may depend on how many people are expected to be involved in those activities on a given day, and it may depend on how much of the day those activities occupy. The nafkamina being laundry and haircuts, which Tosfos assume take up only a fraction of the day, but are engaged in by a majority of the population.